Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Let's talk about sort of what this means then, because obviously go back top of the Premier League. Given how sort of threadbare this squad was today, given the illnesses and the absentees that we knew about, it was a big, big win. Absolutely massive, given the fact that Man City won just before us. Yeah. But it's here we go again, really, Jay, in terms of watching Manchester City and watching their results and having to keep an eye on them. Obviously, there's the Arsenal factor in amongst all of this, but yeah. I think most Liverpool fans now would definitely be keeping more of an eye on Man City. If they were kicking off at the same time, it'd be City's game and City's score you'd look at first, just because we've been here before with them, we know what it's all about. There's a little bit of hope even today watching them against Everton when it was like 60 minutes came and you thought, okay, still 0-0 Everton, yeah, had a couple of moments, who knows, you know what I mean? But as I say, it's us and them once again, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't watch the City game today. Some people have like a blanket ban on, I do not watch City because it just breaks your heart.
Yeah.
Some people watch them. I was kind of do a bit of both. I watched some of the Brentford game the other day. Brentford were in some encouraging moments for them. I'm thinking, oh, here we go. And then, needless to say, they come back and win. Everton today, I listened to about 10 minutes of the first half on the radio, mm-hmm. and then it went in at 0-0, and I thought, they'll win that. Like, you know, which they did. So I wasn't overly upset, but yeah, it's coming down to it again, isn't it? You know, if you have like your sort of your chimp brain, or you know, when you haven't really like you have a thought, but you haven't processed it, and you're like you haven't thought it through, basically.
Yeah.
But at half time, so I had one of them at half time. Like, this stays 1-1, the league's done.
Wow.
It's like, and then I was like, no, hang on. Well, obviously that's nonsense because there's so long to go. But I just thought like the body blow of us not beating Burnley today, mm-hmm. and them on a roll and all that. Like, that was my, like, even if we hadn't won today, I wouldn't come out and have said that, but I just had that little, this is how it makes you think strange things. There's a long way to go. It's happening again, isn't it?
Well, that's it. That's how we've been conditioned to almost think, isn't it? Is any drop points are just catastrophic. Any drop points is the end of the road, essentially, because we've seen Liverpool have gone nigh on perfect from sort of now until the end of the season before. But unfortunately for us, Manchester City have done exactly the same. And I've said all season, really, Man City don't look bulletproof. And I stand by it because they are just sort of getting by in games a little bit. Liverpool are doing that as well, of course, don't get me wrong. But it, like I say, it does feel like it's going to come down to us and them again. Just looking at City's fixtures here, they play Chelsea next. They've got Copenhagen in the Champions League coming up this week, but they play Chelsea next in the league. That's at home, and ultimately with Chelsea, who knows what type of Chelsea team you're going to get. Brentford after that, Bournemouth after that, then we've got Luton away in the FA Cup, of course, then it's the Manchester derby, and then they play us on Mother's Day. They're the next sort of handful of league games. I mean, they're not straightforward but in the imagination, I would say. So
no.
For us, it's just about taking care of our own business, isn't it? And that was what today was as well, because, again, you said it earlier on, there's players missing, there's key players missing. We lose Trent at half-time for what looks like another injury, albeit precautionary. You know, Salah's still absent. No Dom Szoboszlai, who was so, so influential. All we can do, it's about this new crop, because that was my one concern. And it's with every week that goes by, apart from the Arsenal game, it lessens ever so slightly, mm-hmm. because the previous Liverpool sides that went toe-to-toe with Man City in those ridiculous runs and the ridiculous run-ins that we had with them, the previous Liverpool sides found a way of sort of ignoring what Man City were doing. and just not paying attention to that. And the whole mantra of one game at a time, we can only take care of what we can take care of. That felt like an easy thing to say, but they were doing it in practice as well.
Yeah.
This Liverpool team is slightly new because it's got a new leadership group, it's got new players, of course. They need to be able to do that as well, don't they? We as fans, we can worry about what Man City are doing. It's out of our control, but we can pay attention to that. But this group and Jurgen Klopp have to just focus on their own business and their own task at hand, don't they?
Yeah. I think we'll be all right on that front. Like today, it reminded me a bit of when we played Sheffield United earlier in the year. I remember for that game, some of the predictions and the comments were like 7-0. I was thinking, I'd just take, it was 2-0 in the end, wasn't it? I'd just take any kind of dull victory. These kind of games are ones where you just get it out the way. Mm-hmm. City's run, I was speaking to Simon, formerly of this parish, the legendary Simon Fletcher, and this was probably 4 weeks ago, and he said like their fixtures, they might not lose till March, they might win every game, mm-hmm. and I thought, yeah, and like we have to be prepared for that,
yeah,
but not take it as, oh my God, they're on this incredible run, the juggernaut is unstoppable, because if you look at like the individual odds of all of those games, they'd be heavy favourites for all of them. I mean, Chelsea, who knows at home, you'd still expect them to win. Manchester Derby, you'd still expect them to win. So they might carry on winning. But the other thing, when you look at I don't know what their maximum points can be, because talking about those like 100-point seasons and stuff like that, a draw kills you. Like the pressure is just so ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I looked at them and I was thinking, well, they're not going to get 97 points. They're not going to get, you know, they might end if they end, they might end up on like 89. Mm-hmm. And then can we match that? I think we've got it in us to match. Yeah. You know, it'd be difficult, but so I'm not getting too obsessed by them keeping winning. We did what we had to do today. It's going to be a showdown, isn't it?
It is, absolutely it is. Yeah, and just looking at their fixtures there after that, I mean, they go to Brighton, then they got Arsenal at their place, then they play Aston Villa, the Crystal Palace game in there as well. But then they go to Tottenham, which is historically not very good. So
we go into that game, ideally we want to win, but if we don't, the City game, if we don't win, it's not curtains.
No,
it makes it more difficult.
Yeah,
but you know, I don't know. I don't know whether it's better to have that pressure of we need to win or what. I don't know.
I think there's a psychological upper hand to be gained here in a big, big way with Anfield. And listen, both teams have got to go perfect between now and then. Of course, they have for what I'm about to say to even mean anything.
Yeah,
but I think if we do go in sort of 100% record between now and then, and we do manage to get one over them at Anfield, that's absolutely huge in terms of significance. Not just because it'd be 3 points gained on them whilst they get none, that's massive in itself, but in terms of what it means psychologically, in terms of the confidence knock it'll give them, in terms of they'll knock them down a peg, whereas with us, it'll just skyrocket us. Our belief will go from here to here all of a sudden if you do that job. So it's a massive, massive game. Don't get away from it. But as I say, Liverpool got to take care of business between now and then, as of Manchester City, of course. But yeah, for me, in terms of the title race generally, I'm not sure. Like, my stress levels and my heart, it's very bad for. But given how Jurgen Klopp's tenure and how his reign at Liverpool has played out, I don't think it would be less fitting, or more fitting rather, for him to go out having won one of these toe-to-toe title races.
Yeah.
If he ends up on the right side of one, finally, it would be the perfect send-off, because he then would have completed sort of everything. He'd have pissed the league. He'll have won it toe-to-toe with Man City, potentially on the last day. Who knows about the Europa League? He could complete the set and then some.
And the rearranged fixture against Everton sends Everton down. And we win the title on that game.
Can I say something then?
Yeah.
That fixture terrifies the life out of me.
It's going to be horrible,
it's
very tight by then. It's going to be absolutely rank that, isn't
we're
it?
So much better than Everton, of course we are. And what you've just said there is a really sort of appealing proposition, because, it's a big old game, but it's a game I have no... It's like when we play an English team or Premier League side in like a final or something, and we're doing it again. Oh no, like a European final.
Yeah.
So, or playing the English team in Europe, rather. It knocks me sick, the prospect of it, honestly. It's horrible, as is that potential derby.
Well,
listen, Liverpool, keep taking care of business. Keep doing what you're doing. Keep rolling on, and we'll have a good old time while we're doing it.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.